No, I had a very funny approach to living in places, and I suppose I still have this idea somehow, if it is an idea, but of not actually intervening too much. You know, I tend to kind of cover my tracks, or leave no tracks in the first place. You know, I tend to kind of move in with things as they are, and then keep them. I mean, similar with this place, really. There's kind of something about the kind of iron, because of grate on the front door, or just the way things are. You know, we inherited those things, and quite often, if people are visiting us, they're not quite sure whether we live here because it doesn't quite look like an artist's house. And that's how I've always sort of operated. I kind of adopt whatever's there, and I don't feel I have. Oh, you know, if it's really ugly, I do change it. We have changed this place a bit, just to make it kind of slightly more kind of practical. But actually, I try and do as little as possible. Not out of laziness, but there's a sort of part of me that just doesn't want to start knocking down walls and redesigning a place and kind of fundamentally, I quite like. But you know, I remember coming out of Hassett Road once, and just it slightly snowed. And I'd walk down the road, and I looked back, and there was my footprints going all the way up the road, and being kind of slightly astonished that I'd kind of left that trace going up. So I've always felt slightly like I'm not really there. I would put things back where I found them, and leave no evidence of my kind of existence in the place.
Yeah,
But
because I was.
it wasn't quite covering tracks, but it was close to that.
Because I suppose, in a way, the artists as well, John Leighton Leytonstone, we were almost filling in, weren't we, really? Because it was short life housing, those houses had been empty. It was almost like security, in a way, for the people who lived there long term, because they were empty for quite a few
Oh
years.
no,
And
it did suit them. You know, if they'd been derelict for those years, it would have been it would have, you know, they would have been occupied by somebody, or and it would have been you know, unruly. So we did actually do a good service. On the whole, everyone was, got along fine. It wasn't that no one was sort of antagonistic to each other. The two groups, the two main groups of people that lived there, and and I felt actually that I hadn't come, I'd lived in and around that sort of area anyway.
did you feel like it, when you said that you moved out, do you feel that it was like when you were there the early years, that it was quite comfortable, and then it just seemed to just sort of change at the end with
It was
various
there was a feeling that it
events?
was just an ordinary place at first for me, and it was nice to kind of know people down the road. You know, I'd always lived in London as if it was a sort of, I was always surprised to bump into anybody I knew. So I've always felt sort of anonymous in London, and I sort of partly like that. But just to kind of contradict that, it was nice, that feeling that you could say hello to kind of people that you knew were going around the area, and also know that they were sort of like-minded in lots of ways. So, it wasn't like being in Essex, where it would definitely have been a peculiar thing to do, or even an incomprehensible thing to do. I mean, that's one of the important things for me, is that I moved from a place where, even now, no one knows quite what it is I do. My parents don't quite get what it is I do. To this area where, everybody was perfectly happy with whatever mad thing anybody did. So it kind of it's it did take, it felt like you belonged somewhere. To some extent.
And then, was it saying the last year or last couple of years that you, when was it when you sort of felt like, oh, I really want to move from Leighton because
Well,
that was.
I would have stayed on if it, I suppose it would have been, I quite a bit, because I was so much kind of concentrating on work, that on the whole, if it's kind of comfortable, and it's there, I would have just stayed. Do you mean? I know there were, so, you know, circumstances would have had to have happened to force me to go.
So was it like after what happened to Graham that you thought, gonna go?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, we all knew we were going, you know, we'd all been given sort of warnings to go and be prepared to go. And,
you know. Oh, right, you just had warnings.
So yeah, we all knew we were having to move out. You know, and there was an exchange of keys, and, you know, and then someone moved in. And
so when you had to leave, did you just like go down to Acme and hand your keys in?
No, someone came to the door.
Oh, okay.
No one had the luxury of doing that because the houses could not be left empty for half an hour. Mm. You know, if someone knew you'd moved out, there would be someone breaking the door in to get in, and they'd just live there, occupy it. they weren't going to stay. They weren't quite squatting. They were just making a point, making it more difficult to knock the place down, really.
So where did Terry come into it? You know, because he came in, didn't he?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. He'd been living in Bow for a long time, but no, he was, at the time what he was doing, he was stripping plaster off walls and either. You know, making kind of shapes or kind of or sort of slightly figurative or architectural things, and I don't know. He either proposed or I offered my wall, and he came in with his hammer and his cold chisel, and he was banging the plaster off that wall, and someone else was breaking banisters off the stairs, and. You know, it was being kind of stripped as I was going out the door. So there was no kind of fond farewells. And
so you came back and waited with your key for Acme to
I remember there being this kind of exchange of keys, and then, you know, people just kind of moved in and they were sort of wrecking it. I mean, to give you an idea of the sort of camping idea I had, I had an answer machine that was at the time everything was running on sort of cassette tape recorders, and that was my sound system as well. So I'd just play tapes on this really tinny answer phone machine. But I quite liked that. It is the sort of thing that you might do camping.
Yeah.
You know, rather than get a decent sound system, which I could probably have just as well done, I prefer this rather cobbled together system.
Well, at least you had a telephone.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah.
Did you have a TV?
Yeah, I had a small TV. Yeah.